Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamed Ches, Menachas 38a, pagination is 75. We have the privilege of starting the fourth perek of Menachas, well-known perek known as HaTecheles, which starts off with the topic of Techeles in Tzitzis. Techeles is a word that's generally translated as blue, a certain type of dye that's from a creature described as a fish, and the sac that contains what's described sometimes as a blood, but it's not the lifeblood of the species, it's additional sac that can be tapped for this Techeles dye and is then used to dye the threads, the cloth, the material that's going to be made into tzitzis. So the Mishnah tells us, HaTecheles eina ma'akeves es alavon. The need for Techeles as the proper way to make tzitzis is not going to infringe on the white, va'alavon eina ma'akeves es ha'techeles, and the white is not going to infringe on the techeles. In other words, it's possible to make tzitzis either with totally white or with totally techeles dyed. Rashi's words, arbatan techeles or arbatan lavan yotza. If you make them all techeles or all white, you're yotze. Now, the practical application and the thing that goes through our minds right away is our times, where we do not have a tradition regarding Techeles. In the words of the Medrash Rabbah Bamidbar, it's nignaz. It was hidden away. It eludes us in the time that the Medrash describes it. And that word nignaz would seem to mean that it was intentionally put away, that we're not zoche to it, just like the aron was nignaz. The aron was put away quite intentionally, so it didn't just fall into disuse because of some Roman occupation and they weren't able to make techeles. It was intentionally put away. And what goes through our minds is we don't have Techeles nowadays. Can we still do the mitzvah of tzitzis correctly? And that the opening statement of the Mishnah addresses and tells us that it's not ma'akev. You could still fulfill the mitzvah of Techeles. The Mishnah continues. Tefila shel yad eino ma'akeves es shel rosh. The arm tefillin does not infringe on the head tefillin, v'shal rosh eina ma'akeves es shal yad, and the head tefillin does not infringe on the arm tefillin, meaning if you're only able to do one, you are doing a complete mitzvah, and you would recite a bracha on that, then you're doing a mitzvah. And if you can't do the other one, either because you don't have it, or because of a wound, you still do the one that you're able to do. We should mention that on Daf Lamed Vav, 36a, the Gemara discussed the fact that the Shel Yad would be put on first and then the Shel Rosh. First the arm, then the head. Ma'alin Bekodesh, the head tefillin is considered more holy because it has two of the letters of Hashem's name, Shin, then Dalid, then Yud. The name Shakai is twice in the Shel Rosh. It's considered more holy. And we also have a pasuk, V'hayulata tafos bein einecha, calls the man that they're bein einecha. As long as you're wearing the head one, it should be two tefillin. So you do your arm, then you do the head, and when you're taking them off, you take the head off, and then the arm. All of that being said in the ideal sense, but if a person can only do one, he definitely does the one that he's able to do. Be that the arm tefillin or be that the head tefillin. Now, on the topic of Tcheles, which is the beginning of the Mishnah, there is a famous discussion in more modern times whether or not research can reveal what we think best estimate on what the Tcheles is, and therefore allow or require people to start observing Tcheles. And the popular position still remains that unless you have a tradition, you would not go ahead and introduce something by estimation to Jewish practice and ritual. Nignaz, it's been put away. And until it's revealed by a true definitive Mesorah, which would be from Eliyahu, who didn't die, and therefore he still has the tradition, and that's Teiku, Tishbi Yitaris Kushios Ve'ubayos, Eliyahu is in a unique position, not so much as a Navi, but as a person in the Mesorah to illuminate areas that are hidden from us. That being said, there are those who feel that they have a reasonable estimation as to what the Tcheles is, and you will find on occasion people who have wrapped their tzitzis in the way of some sort of tradition of Tcheles, some opinion of Tcheles, as to how to wrap it, and you'll see a blue-looking thread as part of their tzitzis on each corner. If we take a glance at Tosfos top line, Tosfos says, Mitzvah lases beis chutin techeles ubeis chutin lavon batzitzis. The mitzvah is to have two threads of techeles and two threads that are still white in the tzitzis. And what Tosfos, of course, means is that we all know that you take four threads and you run them through the garment, ending up with a total of eight threads from which you do your knots and your twirls until you have your tzitzis fringes hanging there. So it's four original threads and they become eight. So Tosfos says you should start with two threads of techeles and two of white, which basically means you're going to have four and four, because each of those two gets doubled. The Rambam presents the mitzvah of Tcheles differently. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, Echod mishmona hachutim chut Tcheles, v'hashiva livanim, one of the eight is going to be Tcheles, and the remaining seven are white, which would mean that the Rambam has you dye one thread until halfway, and therefore, once they double through, one out of the seven is going to be Tcheles. The Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, Hashanayim shel Tcheles, v'hashisha levanim. Two of them are Tcheles, and six of them are white, which means that you've dyed one of the original four threads in its entirety, such that when you send it through the garment and it doubles over as eight, two of the eight are going to be Tcheles, and six will be white. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.